Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny is super sick today. Johnny Mosley, thank you for stepping up this morning and helping us out here. I want to remind everybody that this Friday, it's Disney all day. Every hour from 9 until 5, we will be giving out a cue to call, and then we have a great prize package that you'll instantly win at that point. That is a four-pack, a two-day, one-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets. And then you're in the running for the grand prize, which is like the whole kit and caboodle, the grand prize vacation to the Disneyland Resort. So for details and a bonus chance to win, visit RadioAlice.com, type in Disneyland.
Am I eligible?
Contest. No. You're not.
I mean, I'm not technically an employee.
But you are, sort of. I mean, here yeah. You are. I don't know.
I haven't taken my kids to Disneyland. That's not right. That ain't right.
I can't believe it. You know, next time you win something, you got to yell, I'm going to Disneyland. And then you're all set.
That's true.
What are you thinking? You're Johnny Mosley.
What am I supposed to win?
Are they too old to appreciate it? Are they going
to
be all like
full freight?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You're such a brat. You are such a spoiled brat.
I know. It's unreal.
It's
amazing.
That's good.
I'm trying, but it's
he's like, I want a second act, but also everything from the first act.
Perks, man. I need perks. All right. So listen, I don't know how this is going to go.
Vaughn. Terribly, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Do we want to? Who do we think is? I think Vaughn or Brandon.
Vaughn, the rappers.
Although you're sounding really fast too.
Yeah, you know what? I realize I'm just mumbling a lot. You know.
Let me just set this up really fast.
Do it.
I'm actually feeling like I don't. This was a mistake to suggest that we do.
Yeah.
So Eminem has this song called Godzilla, and we've marveled over it a couple of times. He just goes rapid fire, and there's this one 31-second section of the song where he does 224 words this is it. So he's issued a challenge, and he's calling it the hashtag Godzilla Challenge. So this is, you know, Eminem's, you know, idea of what he's doing for fun today.
Yeah.
And there are people who can do this. I do not believe, are among those people.
No.
And the
I
thing
think
is,
with some practice, some of us can. Like Sarah was sounding really good. Brandon
tomorrow,
sounds really good. Yeah.
Was.
Oh, really? You want to wait till tomorrow and just practice it all day?
I'll be here on Friday.
See, I don't think it's going to matter because here's the thing.
Let's go.
Okay.
We're gonna do it, but here's the thing.
Who's running the timer?
I don't know. But
oh, we don't need a timer. We just want to get through it, really.
Oh, no. We got to get it in 30 seconds.
Oh, no. That's
not
going to try.
We can't do it,
we could barely do it like in a minute.
We got to know how far off we were. What the hell's the point of the
competition? We're far off. Because here's the thing. I thought I had it down. I'm going pretty fast. And then I hear it again, and it's twice as fast as you think it is. Mm-hmm. It's twice as fast. All right. I vote that...
I'm running the stopwatch. Who wants to go first?
I say DeJesus does it.
DeJesus, let's go.
Why?
You go first.
She is the most excited about
this. No, I'm not. I wanted Brandon to go first.
All right, Brandon goes first then.
Brandon.
All right. Let's go, Brandon. Do you really want to have to follow me?
I got the timer.
Oh, look at him.
Should I cut him off? Cut him off at 30.
Well, I don't even know if we're going to go 30.
I only go a certain amount of lines.
Yeah, I only have like two lines, I know.
What?
You got to try the whole thing. This is like
but
this
when
is a competition.
I mess up.
No, you keep rolling if you mess up.
You keep rolling if you mess up?
Yeah.
I thought it was until you screw it up.
Who's going to be like the judge if you screw it up? It's just you got to try to get through it in 30. Ready?
Oh, wow.
Three, two, one. Go.
Fill him with the venom and eliminate him. Other words, I'm in and made him. I don't want to hurt him, but I did him in a fit of rage. I murdered him again. Nobody will evade him. Finna kill him and dump all the bodies in the lake, obliterating everything incinerated. Renegade him. I don't want to make anybody with a pen afraid. Because I'm beginning to feel like I'm mentally immature. Kill him. I can't.
And you skipped a line.
You're
bringing the killer within me out of me. You don't want to be the enemy of the demon who went in me or bringing the receiving enemy. What stupidity be, but that's all I can go.
No, that's a fail. That's a total fail.
Okay.
All right, Johnny, let's hear you. Let's hear you, Mr. Tough Guy.
Sometimes just getting to the finish line is winning. I mean, Brandon, you just got to get to the finish line.
Yeah, we don't have all day, though. You know?
All right.
Are you psyched that you went first now?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, now it's over.
Who wants to run the stop? I can't.
I got a stopwatch over here. I can go.
You got it?
All right, here comes Johnny.
Don't short me.
Here comes Johnny Mosley.
All right.
Just go ahead and start, and I'll start.
Film with the venom and eliminate him. In other words, I'm intimate him. I don't want to hurt him, but I did it in a fit of rage. I'm murdering again. Nobody will evade me. Finning him. I'm killing him. I'm dumping all body. Make a literary.
Oh, yeah, swearing. Swearing, actually.
But no, nobody wanted. They're going to get it anyway, because I'm beginning to feel like I'm mentally. I'm a tiller. Be killed. I'm killed. I'm a killer. Be given a vanilla gorilla. You're bringing the killer within me out of me. You don't want to be the enemy. I'm a demon who went in me or be receiving an enemy. What stupidity you be. Every bit of me is the epitome of a spitter when I'm into this bitter dagger. You're finna be dead in a minute. You run into me 100% of you. Use a fifth of a percent of me. I'm inflatable. I want to bend. I'm available. I'm blown like an inflatable. I'm unbeatable. Right, unavoidable. Inevitable. I'm a total. I got trouble for the money. I'll beat it for it. I'm afraid to pull it.
Well, a win. The finish line is a win.
I got the finish line. Hey, if you guys hadn't like jumped on me and distracted me,
well, you
I would have
said the F word.
When did you say we couldn't do that?
Okay.
Bleep it.
How many times did you hit it? Twice?
I just hit it twice. Yeah, the first one and then.
Listen, we got to let it build up for a minute.
So we got zero on the. We're out.
We're
out of delay here. So
that.
Let's
we're
just go ahead and.
We need to go ahead.
Oh, you didn't get any of the bleeps?
No, here's,
no, no, we
here's
got
what
it.
Those aren't, just, we don't put in a bleep.
Right.
We actually have to
just
dump.
The whole
we have
thing.
To dump
cut
5 seconds of
five
the.
Seconds
of, so even
it.
Your
so
whole first 5 seconds,
nobody knows
that you just murdered that and buried the bodies in the effing lake.
Exactly. Okay, all right. Well. Now I know the rules. All right, who's up? Who's up?
I say Vaughn.
How many seconds
we'll
off
just
was
wait.
That?
We'll start this again in 10 minutes.
How many seconds off was I?
Oh, you know what? I was checking the dump.
Yeah,
you
were
went
way
over.
Off.
You went over.
But
by
I
about.
Did like. Here's what I will say. I liked your
the technique.
Tooth clenching.
I shouldn't have given it away. I shouldn't have because you moved the jaw. It's too much time.
Yeah.
You can't have the
no,
muscles
that,
for that.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Like I know that you have some rapping experience because I've heard you.
Well,
karaoke
I,
do,
I don't. This was, but I once I
no,
figured
I
out that if I don't, if I just like you just right, just keep your mouth closed, I could even get close to it.
The thing is, no matter which one of us goes the fastest, it won't be fast enough.
I think you're going to be there.
I'm not there. I've listened to his
well,
thing
let's just,
that he did.
Let's just see who wins the time.
All right, hold on. If we're quiet for a second, it'll catch up.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Just be quiet.
I'm sorry.
Shh, forget it. All right, we got it. All right, do a couple texts. We have to let the delay build.
I'm
back
sorry
up.
About that, you guys.
Don't be.
Oh, no,
it's
sorry.
A, we you know, forgive you.
I don't know how you would do it without.
The problem was a double dump. We did. I dumped it. She dumped it, and we did
okay,
twice.
I'm sorry about that. You guys,
no, it's okay.
I'm sorry. My bad.
No,
don't be.
Totally
don't be.
All right. So I'm getting called out on my ignorance on Puerto Rican citizenship.
Oh, okay.
And this guy says Puerto Rican citizenship. Come on, Mosley. Puerto Rico is a part of the U.S. It's American citizenship. That's what you have. It's the same as anyone else. And they're right. If you're born in,
so you
if
don't
you're
have...
born in Puerto Rico after 1940, you're considered a citizen of the United States. However, what I meant, I used the wrong term, and I remember when it came out. Eligibility for the Olympics is different. The Puerto Rico sends a different Olympic team than the United,
than the
States,
United States,
and
does.
The spots are different. So that you have to be. You have to.
So you're considered a national.
That's right. Whatever the term.
Well, I don't know what the term is.
I wouldn't
is. I'm
be eligible to go for Puerto Rico. You know, I'd have to go down. I am. I'd have to go tell them I wanted to do it and sort.
You probably have
some
to live
kind
there.
Of thing. I don't know what I'd have to do, but
I don't know
there
either.
Was some process. But anyway, my point is that they send for Olympic purposes. They're different. Considered different countries.
Oh,
that's the simplest way. To
so you're representing.
That's right.
Puerto Rico. As though it were a sovereign nation.
That's right. That's right. So the easiest way to get your kid to brush his teeth is to say, you can brush mine if I can brush yours. Worked every time for me.
Oh.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
It's actually not.
Too bad I didn't think of it that back then.
Maybe be like, you know, I don't want to brush your teeth. You got
right.
you have snaggle teeth.
Sarah, at last you've been vindicated on the temperature in the studio. If big, sexy hunk like Johnny gets cold, it must be true. Why do you? Oh, because you always wear a jacket.
I always wear a jacket. I'm telling my hands are always cold, and Vinny will be in here in a t-shirt. I'm like, how are you not shivering?
Mm.
Maybe he just runs hot.
I'm hot, too. Does that make me more like a man like Vinny?
Yeah, it does. It does. All right, where are we at now? We don't have enough. We have enough for one dump, and that's it. Got any more texts?
Man, I just blew this show. And I feel like everyone.
It's all right. You know what? No. You want to leave. Will you stop it? He's like, when is the show over? Vaughn, do you promise not to swear? Okay, so we'll let Vaughn go. I trust him.
Yeah, I trust him too.
Yeah. All right, now they were back to the M&M Gorilla, what's it called? Hashtag Godzilla Challenge. And this is something, I guess if you go to hashtag Godzilla Challenge, you can actually see other people doing this.
Okay, now I'm not going to cut them off because I think we should know who has the fastest time.
Okay.
That's what we're competing for here.
Mm-hmm. You're about 36, I think, Johnny.
What are the stakes?
There are no stakes. $10. I have a $10 bill in my pocket.
$10, awesome.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. fill him with the venom and eliminate him. Otherwise, I'm going to eliminate him. I don't want to hurt him, but I'm going to finish him.
I feel like you're tricking on a couple of those words.
How was it? All right.
Okay, all right. Start at the beginning. Start it over.
Wait, he gets another shot?
Yeah, he gets another. That was pretty damn fast.
You gotta keep rolling. Like,
right.
That's my bad, though. I started talking. You don't get a second run.
He gets a second run because I couldn't shut up.
Okay, here's the deal.
Now we know the rules.
Here's what we'll do. If you get through the first one, okay, you get through, and if you're under a certain time and you managed it well, then we'll have a final. You can qualify for the final, okay?
I like that.
But you got to get through the first one.
Okay, he's going to get through. Here we go.
Your first run is always kind of average anyway to get into the final. All right.
All right, let's try that. I'm murdering again, nobody will incinerate him, put the bodies in the lake, obliterating everything, and incinerate him, and renegade him. And I make anybody want to penetrate, but nobody want it anyways. I'm going to get it anyway. I lost it.
You got to keep going.
Because I'm getting to feel like mentally ill. I'm a killer, be killed. I'm a killer, but a bit of another gorilla. You're bringing the killer enemy out of me. And going to be the enemy.
All right, that's it. But he has the right idea. Like, he gets you're going fast enough.
He's got the clip going, for sure.
All right. You ready, Bryn?
Yeah, sure. I'll give it a shot. Fill him with the venom.
Oh, wait. We got to time him.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. Okay, ready?
Just take a slow.
Whenever you want to go.
All right. Fill him with the venom and eliminate him. Otherwise, I've minimized him. I don't want to hurt him. But I didn't fit in rage. I've murdered her again, and nobody would evade him. Fill him, kill him, and dump him. Effing bodies in the lake, obliterating everything. Anybody who wanted to penetrate, but nobody wanted to get in anyway, because I'm beginning to feel like I'm mentally ill. And the killer be killed. I'm a killer. Vanilla girl. You're bringing the killer with a Miata. You want to be the enemy, a demon who went into me, or being received the enemy with a stupidity. Every bit of the epitome is bitter when I'm in the vicinity. MFN, you better duck. Or you finna be dead in a minute. You're running to me. 100% of you fit the percent of me. I'm about to be the effing you bitch. I'm available. You want a battle? I'm available. I'm blowing up the inflatable, undebatable, unavoidable, inevitable. I'm on the toilet bowl. I got a trailer full of money I'm paid for. I'm not afraid to pull the.
You know, I think the trick here for me is going to be just go a little slower and get through the whole thing.
All right.
I can win this thing.
Where was I at?
Sometimes survival is winning.
Where was I at, Johnny?
40.3.
That's not bad, though. Terrible. Less than 10 seconds over. Where's the Jesus? Did she run away so she wouldn't
Absolutely.
Have to do it? What a brat. All right, I'm ready. One,
Sarah's
two.
Hold on.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
Fill him with the venom and eliminate him. Otherwise, I'm in a venom. I don't want to hurt him, but I hit him in a fit of rage and murder. And again, nobody will evade him. Evan, kill him and dump all the bodies in the lake, obliterate and everything, incinerate and renegade him. And I don't make anybody who want it with the penetrate. But don't nobody want it, but they're going to get it anyway because I'm beginning to feel like I'm mentally ill. I'm a killer, 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 I'm a killer, the vanilla gorilla. You're bringing the killer within me, out of me. You don't want to be the enemy of the demon who went to me or be receiving the enemy. What stupidity it'd be. Every bit of me is the epitome of a spitter when I'm in the vicinity. Mother effer, you better duck. Or you going to be dead the minute you run into me? 100% of you is a fifth of the percent of me. I'm about to and finish you, bitch. I'm unfadable. You want a battle? I'm available. I'm blowing up like an inflatable. I'm undebatable. I'm unaffordable. I'm unbeatable. I'm on the trailer bowl. I got a trailer full of money and I'm paid in full and I'm not afraid of full.
That's pretty much where I was, right?
Well, I feel like I was slightly little even though I might have 40.57.
I might have.
Hey, we're tied, Sarah.
Okay, we tied.
Yeah.
Let's split the time box. Oh my god. I don't think I took enough breaths during that. I was nervous.
I know. I was nervous too.
I don't think you can. That's the point, is I think you have to breathe as you're going.
I was so much better in practice.
I know. I feel the same way.
I know. Well, anyway, we all failed the hashtag.
I got it in 36 Godzilla. Seconds.
You didn't.
I did.
Did he? All right, we'll give it to him.
Oh yeah, he did get in 30, but you know, I don't remember what happened. There was a lot of things going on.
I know, there was so
that.
Much going on. And like, we had to dump you. We're still not out of delay. Oh my God. That's so funny.
I thought you guys would be better.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I mean, you guys practice.
You
want to
hear the best
to,
one of all of them here?
Go to my Instagram. I'll
is it, does it have a swear in it?
Here. All right. All right. I don't think
this
it has
is
a
just
swear.
Somebody.
Let's, we'll take a risk on this, all right? All right, all right, here it is. That's a baby shivering.
Shivering baby. Solid.
That's good.
Oh, I love that. Was really fun.
Oh my god, the remix is excellent.
That's great.
All right,
isn't
play the actual Eminem thing, because I swear to God, you can't believe how fast it is.
I would love to see like the making of the song. You know how many times he messes up? Because
sure,
of course, you know
that'd right. be good to know. The,
well, he's got to pull it off live, right? Doesn't he have to hit that at some point
right,
during a show?
What is what were the hardest parts for you? For me, Finna kill him? What is
yeah,
finna?
I changed it to
What's
gonna.
Finna?
It's I think it's gonna.
Yeah,
finna
it's
kill
gonna.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
So I just changed them to words I knew.
And then the first line is actually tough. Fill them with the venom and eliminate them. That's like a three syllable.
I actually thought that was I thought that was the easiest part. I didn't like the stuff like I make anybody with a pen afraid. Don't nobody want it, but they're going to get it anyway because I'm feeling beginning to feel like I'm mentally ill. I'm Attila. It's cool. It's just
this
clearly
one
not a skill that we have.
This one went smooth. You're bringing the killer with an enemy out of me. I don't want to be the enemy, the demon who wanted me, or being the receiving enemy with stupidity. Oh, that part, sir. What stupidity it may be.
Yeah, that to me, that was one of
every
the
hardest
parts.
Every bit of me is an epitome of a
smooth. All right.
I don't like the bleeping myself part, the MFR stuff. I'm like, it threw me off.
That's why I wasn't going to bother with it because I knew that would mess it up.
Yeah, he thought we'd just bleep him. That's not really how radio works, but.
That's
okay. You know, it's fine. All right, Johnny, thank you so much for being here today, filling in for Vinny. I don't know what the status of Vinny is for tomorrow, but he's pretty, you know, we all know nobody calls in sick lightly on this show. So
get better. I'm going to need to sleep for 3 days.
Sick.
I'm exhausted.
I know you, poor thing. So we'll take a quick break here. We'll be back to say goodbye in a minute. But I just wanted to say thank you. That was super fun. And actually, you were fat. I think if you had dropped out the F words, you might have been the fastest one. I think that Vaughn, like, technically had the cadence down the closest. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think he was butchering some of those words. Like, I don't know. Yeah, you were the fastest.
I couldn't make out anything he was saying.
And then Nicole just, oh, she's back.
All right, you ready, Nicole?
No, I'm good. I was running the looking glass when Ron was here. No, I was in the looking glass room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ron was there too, though. Why were you there?
I was asking him a question.
I heard Nicole practice, and I think she did the right thing.
Oh. Brandon's like, you don't want to hear it.
Brandon's was tight.
Brandon's was pretty
tight.
It was close.
You
fall over yourself, and it's nerve-wracking when you're doing it on the air. It's a lot easier when you're not on the air.
He sounded like the Vanilla Gorilla. He sounded like the Vanilla Gorilla.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here's hoping that Vinny is doing better tomorrow. But you've been it's always so fun to spend a morning with you. I know that you come in all pumped and ready, and we have wrung you out by the end of the day, Johnny Mosley.
A lot of respect for what you guys do in here. To keeping the energy up for 3.5 hours is a lot.
So well, you ration it out.
Well. Yeah.
You try to not blow it all in the first half hour.
That's not my specialty.
Right.
I'm more like get it done in 25 seconds, and then I'm done.
He's a sprinter.
Oh, poor Malia.
I'm working on it. Yeah, trust me. I'm working on it, Malia.
Yeah, the poor thing. So anyway, let's get in your final plugs here. Let's Mosley's in Corte Madera.
Yeah, Mosley's. Come
on visit.
Down.
You're
Sports
there
bar.
Often.
We got a pool table. We have dance nights coming once a month and ping pong now. So
ping pong.
Yeah,
too.
Actually, I'll be in there tonight.
Oh,
yeah, so come
stop
on
by and see Johnny.
Yeah. What else?
Mighty Iota.
Oh, Mighty Iota. Yep.
That's your sunflower seeds.
Roasted organic sunflower kernels. Get them a nugget or online. Squaw Valley.
Oh, sure. Squaw.
We had a great start to the season, but we still have great coverage. So get up there and ski. It's spring skiing right now, and there's not a lot of weather in the forecast, but it's really nice. You get up there, it's got the sun's out, guns out. You know,
that's cute.
The skiing's really good, actually. It's fun. So.
Not to mention Toyota.
Oh, yeah.
And PeterGlenn.com.
PeterGlenn.com and the Johnny Mosley podcast.
Sure, the Johnny Mosley podcast. How can I forget?
Oh, and don't forget, Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams. That actually is kind of entertaining. The jousting episode I just did from the Renaissance Fair is live.
Down by
just,
Gilroy, right?
Yeah, it was so fun. It was one of the scariest things I've ever done, but I actually jousted.
You can actually ride.
In front of, like, the whole Renaissance crowd, so I had to learn how to ride a horse, you know, joust and swing a sword and shield at the same time. So that's online.
That's a web series.
Johnny Mosley, anything you want. Johnny Mosley joust, you'll pop up.
Right. Is it just a YouTube thing? Or
it's all a web series. Right. Johnny Mosley's
Wildest
Dreams.
And that's, you know, be proud that you're from California. It's California tourism.
That's right. That's right.
Well, thank you. Go home and get a nice nap in before you go to Mosley's tonight.
Oh, no, there won't be any naps.
Very much appreciate it.
Yeah.
So hopefully Vinny will be back tomorrow. And if not, we'll twist Johnny's arm, see if we can get him to come back in tomorrow. He's like, oh, no. What? What?
Oh.
Or
really?
Maybe Marcus. Sir Marcus, what?
He's still out?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, okay.
Let's hope he, you know, healed today.
Yes.
Have a great day, everybody. Don't forget Jane's coming up later this afternoon. She's got some fun stuff happening. And on Friday, it's all Disney all day. It's Hope Day, so enjoy Survivor tonight. Remember that your homework is to get that watched by Friday.
Can't wait.
We can all talk. I know you can't. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.